So for a veteran, what are these last several days of training camp all about?
I think it's pretty much the same as the beginning of training camp. You know, you want to get you want to have found your game again and gotten into some games and you want to feel good. So, I feel good right now and hopefully I can continue feeling that way.
One more for you, or do you need two? Or are you not doing today?
Doesn't matter. You know, like I said at the beginning of camp, I like to play as many as I can. I like playing, and if it's only this one or both, I'm great with both.
You played with Mark and Blake before. Mark's playing tonight, Blake isn't. Can you give us an idea of who you're playing with tonight? Do you know?
I do know.
It's preseason.
You guys want to know, eh?
Yeah.
I think it's okay to say. I'm playing with Gustafsson and Perreault tonight.
What have you seen in Gustafsson?
Great player. He's very smart. He's a very smart player. Can play both ways. Has the skill and he's fast too. So I played with him my first preseason game, and it worked well. So he's a great player to be out there with.
And that Perreault kid, just kidding.
He's all right too. Now, well, everyone knows Perreault. I mean, he works really hard every single game. He gets in, wins battles, does all the small things right. So he's a guy who's got a lot of skill, and he's obviously a pretty fun player to play with.
Early in the preseason, you often see one team maybe dresses, the home team usually dresses a bit of a stronger lineup, the road team not so much. Now that we're down the stretch, looks like Edmonton's bringing McDavid, Draisaitl. Does that add maybe to the excitement, to knowing that you're going to see close to the other team's best tonight as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. You know, you get closer to the regular season and you see more of the veteran guys, obviously. And it's exciting. I mean, they want to get back into it as well. And those two are pretty good players. So it's going to be an exciting game tonight.
There's a lot of attention paid to of how you approach the off season and everything like that. How long does it take to get a sense as to whether or not kind of the little things that you work on are paying off, if you're able to take that next step? Can you start to see signs in training camp? Does it take until a month in the regular season? Do you have any
signs? It's a good question. I mean, I feel better than I do last year at training camp. I hope I'm going to continue feeling better and better about my game and I hope I can continue getting better the way I feel like I have been. So have I noticed any huge difference in those small details that I've been working at? Yes, but still got a ways to go. So I'm excited about it, obviously, and hopefully I can continue getting better at those things.
Looking to the regular season starting this week, if you were able to start beside Mark Blake, obviously a spot that you know well from last season, just what do you think that the three of you could do, especially kind of early on maybe for this group?
I think, you know, we've played a fair amount of games together since I've been here, and they're obviously two. That's a fine.
We'll take care of it.
No, they're obviously two great players. And, you know, I think the last game here in preseason that we did play together, we created a lot of chances. We brought some speed. And, you know, hopefully you create more and more chemistry as the games go on. And you know, if you get a chance with those two, it's you gotta do your best to obviously stay there. And yeah, I think we did well. And you know, if we play more games together, we gotta continue you know, creating chemistry and working together to help this team win.
When you look at the goals that are currently out of the lineup, do you put anything extra on yourself heading into season to try to, I mean, make sure you get off to that strong start?
Yes and no. I think personally, I don't look at who's not here and what I have to make up for it, because I can't. I can't make up for all those goals. But of course I'm looking at myself and pushing myself to be better all the time. And Brownie. It's everyone else in this league and on our team does that. You know, we've been out here for the last couple of weeks creating a bond and trying to get better as a team, and we've done that. I think the games have shown that, and we're going to continue doing that tonight and the rest of the training camp and keep it going into the regular season. So I'm going to do my best, and I'm pushing myself to be the best I can be. So, but I don't think I can make up for all those goals.
You've been in touch with Patrick lately? Do you get a sense of where things are at?
Nope.
Okay.